the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence, living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken through me, and I'm desperate for you. Oh, and I'm lost without you. Oh, and I'm desperate for you, oh Lord, and I'm lost without you.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Our Father, Almighty God, Creator of all things, we just come, Father God, thanking you for this day. And as we go forth, honoring our pastor, appreciation, Holy Spirit, action rise up big within me. Speak in and through and out of me as I bring forth the word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. This morning, thanks to God, we had asked another speaker to minister. And we're trying to get some, Pastor, we're trying to get some of your students that you had taught at Life's Christian School. And, you know, the ones that we got, you know, we didn't get the answer back or whatever. And we asked Jack, and although you know his condition or the circumstances that with him, and everything. So I guess it fell on down to me, Tammy, or Sharon. But anyway, I said, well, since it's for son anyway, I was just going to step up and do it. This morning, thanks God, I'm coming out of Ephesians 4:11-13, which is read as follows. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the effecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry and the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You see, thanks to God. See, a past appreciation is a time of closeness, a time for celebration and coming together in unity and purpose for the entire church. Amen. It helps to establish priorities by realizing the plan of God for the pastor and the congregation coming together as partners in ministry with the pastor leading the way. Some may ask, what does pastor mean? According to the verse, he gave some pastor and teacher. Pastor is a herdman. He feeds the people. One who feeds the flock, a shepherd, a spiritual overseer, especially a clergyman serving a local church. You see, in Ephesians, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, but here he gave us a pastor and a teacher. Just some interesting thought I found while studying this in verse 11. The apostle Paul wrote that God gave to some apostles, to other church prophet, to other church evangelist, then to some he gave the pastor and teacher. Without going to any lengthy explanation, the word pastor and teacher are referring to the same man. The word pastor, as you see in the Bible, comes from the same Greek word for shepherd. In Matthew 9:36, the Bible said that Jesus saw the multitude and was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and was scattered above as sheep, having no shepherd. In Luke chapter 2:8, the Bible said that there was in the same country shepherd abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. So you see, saints of God, although we is not animals, but God did call us sheep. And so the pastor not only watches over us and teach us and pastor to us, ministers to us, not only daytime, but nighttime. He is always praying for us. He always lifting it up. And so put a title on this, is a good pastor. A good pastor. Thanks to God, being a pastor is not easy. It's not easy. Because you have to study the word. You got to reach out to all kinds of attitudes. You have to think about your own self, your own family, your own personal life, and plus all the other stuff that we normally folks, so to speak, that don't have that title, go through. He has that burden also. So, saints of God, it is not easy for our pastor. So, a good pastor, you see, In 1 Peter 5:1-4, it said, the elder of the church among you I exhort, whom also as elders in a witness of the suffering of Christ and a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by restraint, but willingly, not for filthy lust, but of a ready mind. See, that's our pastor. He is willing. I don't believe and I don't feel that our pastor, he do this out of grudge. And I don't think he just do it for the benefit of the money or the power. But he do it willingly, a good pastor. Neither as being Lord over God Harris, but being in simply to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fade not away. Said this with me, thanks to God, I appreciate my pastor. I appreciate my pastor. Just as a way of introduction to this message, I want to share some things just as a small groundwork. I feel that the Lord wants me to share with you and help us all understanding the office of a pastor. First, understanding the call of the pastor. Second, I believe that as members, there are certain responses we owe to the pastor considering his calling. 1 Peter 3:1 said, this is a true saying. If a man desires the office of a pastor, he desires a good work. I don't know if pastor desired that at the time, or he was just pushed on up in there. But anyway, you got the office. You got the range, pastor. And I truly believe, being a man of God, you desired that good work. Romans 1:1 said, Paul, a servant of Jesus, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. So that's an offer. He got to separate things. He got to know the gospel. He got to know the word of God. You can get up here and pretend, but somebody going to find you out. You can only wear sheep clothing for so long. And I truly believe, pastor, you is in sheep, not a wolf. I don't think you just covering up. I think you is genuine, a good pastor. See, the call to preach, what does it mean? In all the time I heard people ask, how do you know whether God is calling you to preach? The answer is almost always the same. You just know. You just know. You know if God called you to preach, to pastor, to teach. Everyone in here should be able to say, because I know. Because the word said, go out and preach the gospel to all the world. So we not only just a stick sitting on the pews. You also preachers. You might not be a pastor, but you preachers. So when someone asks you that, just tell them, because I know. I just know. I know that I know, because that's the word. You see, there are two responses we owe to our pastor considering his calling. One, the work. Notice that Paul used the word desire. Some men desire an offering, other desire recognition. That's a big difference in desiring the office and desiring recognition. It's all about me. It's me. But I can truly say a good pastor, our pastor, I never heard him say, yes, me, I. But it's we. Most of the time when you ask something, he'll say, well, let me check with Terry. So it's not just about me, about the recognition, about the power, about the authority that he have. He shares that. See, Paul said, if a man desires the office of a bishop or a pastor, he desires a good work. The desire God feels a man is for a good work. In fact, it is the best work. But ministry is nothing less than that. Because ministry, it is works, thanks to God. If you ever had to come and deliver a message, minister unto the people, you will see it is not easy. Ministering is work. You have to get over that shyness. If you're going to be a pastor, you're going to have to step out there in boldness. Because I remember, you know, when it started out, because that was one of my desires. Ask pastor, pray for me to be bold, to be more boldness. It's not easy. When God called a man, he called him to take oversight of his flock, to be an under shepherd. The pastor is called to care for and to feed the flock with spiritual food. Some would take strong food, others would take milk. The pastor is called to study the word, to rightly divide it, to preach it, and to teach it. See, that's a job itself. Dividing the word and preaching it. Knowing your congregation who need the milk and who need the meat. Even though some is mature enough to take the meat, but they're not ready for it. And it's pastor job, a good pastor job, to realize that and recognize that, to break and divide the word, rightly divide the word, where everybody can understand it. That's a good pastor. And I believe that they strive, our pastor. Number two, the authority. Who placed men in the ministry? Who called them? Who separate them for that purpose? It is God. He give him divine authority to do the work of the pastor. Consider these verses of scripture. Let the elder that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. That verse doesn't specifically say pastor, but it certainly includes the pastor. Hebrews 13:7 said, remember them which have the rule over you, which have spoken unto you the word of God, who faith follow, consider the end of their conversation. Hebrews 13:17 says, obey them that have rule over you, and submit yourself, for they righteous for your soul, as they must give account, that they might do it with joy, not with grief, for that is unprofitable unto you. So you see, saints of God, the office of a pastor is to give account
of your soul. So he got the sturdy because he'll be an account of the flock. The job of a pastor is not easy. He got to do it that they may do it with joy. I know that'd be hard sometimes, just get up and have joy when your bills are due, your children not acting right, people on the job acting stupid, crazy. But yet still, he got to be built up with joy. It's not easy. Said with me again, thanks, Lord. I appreciate my pastor. I appreciate my pastor. See, a pastor appreciation, it reaches, well, I came up with four things. One, it focuses attention on the position of the pastor appointed by God. And I really and truly believe, Pastor, you was appointed by God. Two, it outlined God's plan of how the church should function. Three, it unified the church as honor is given to the pastor or the overseer, whatever you might want to call him, but we're going to call him pastor today, for his obedience to the calling of God and the calling of the local congregation. Four, it lays the foundation for believing God together, building bridges of respect, and blessing each other in love. When you consider all these duties, plus many, many, many more, you can or should understand the responsibility that's surrounding the pastor's life, his personal life, his marriage, his family, his job, all of that. Like I said, he got to deal with it. But understanding what he's going through, being a pastor, and these outlines will give you some understanding about our pastor, because all that will affect his life. Everything I name, his personal life, his family, his job, his marriage, all that affect his life and his performance. You see, I appreciate my pastor. See, I want us to consider these things, these ways we can help in supporting our pastor. One, partnership. Partnership by joining him as a partner in doing the work here. It's not yet pastor, where is pastor duty? This pastor, pastor responsibility. Yes, he got the overall responsibility, but we partner as member, we partner with him. We owe that to him, to partner with him to make this church, help this church to flourish. Because he can't do it by himself. Him with Sherry can't do it by himself. He need everybody. Partnership. Number two, participation. Be faithful in taking part in all the activity of the church. Some, you know, they come to Bible study. Some, they come, you know, on Sundays. Some, you know, they'll come for movie night. Even some might come when we have nightly service. But participate. And when we participate, thanks to God, that make the pastor feel good, knowing that He got people participating in things, and his time is not wasted. A good pastor. Number three is to help him to promote, to show interest for your church and display spiritual pride for the role of your pastor and the work of the church. In other words, saints of God, help him to spread the word. Help him go out there and witness what you need to be doing in a day. We all need to be go out there and put in a plug. What a fake. I think my church is the best church. I think my church is this. I think my pastor is the best. Appreciate it. Put a plug there. Word of faith. 757 Harris Street. And I'm sure most of everybody in here got some type of media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Put it out there. Promoting your church. See, we can help in promoting our church by doing this. Also, we can help support our pastor by encouraging them. You see, when we encourage our pastor, that lifts them up. Like I said, it's not easy, but when we encourage him, pastor, you can do it. We got your back. I know things ain't always easy, but you can do it. Encourage him to go on. Just like sometimes in your personal life, in your life, you call him 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, pastor, I need prayer. Sometimes he need prayer. He need encouragement. Like when Brenda said, she out there I've been doing the yard, keeping the yard. You see him out there, pastor, I appreciate you. Just hold on. Your reward is coming. See, encouragement and men of God like no other need extra encouragement. Now, there are some who would encourage the man of God but are afraid to puff them up. But don't worry about encouraging a man of God too much. I'm not saying put the pastor on a pedestal, but just encouraging, pastor, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. You can do it. Hold on, pastor. You see, because let me tell you, there are many more things out there that will offset your encouragement. He or she can use all they can get. You see, I have discovered there are things that will keep the pastor humble. Other people will keep the pastor humble. It is a fact that for every word of encouragement the pastor gets, there are three words of discouragement out there, lingering, waiting for him to knock him back down. So if you said, pastor, you can do it, there's somebody out there, oh, he ain't nobody. He can't do it. I told you so. Don't be afraid to encourage your pastor, saints of God. If you feel like you want to encourage the man of God, don't worry. Like I said, there are 2 or 3 more people other to discourage him. Not only will other people keep the pastor humbly, but second, the circumstances of life will keep the pastor humble. Just like life itself enough to humble us, for every victory, there's a defeat. For every gain, there's often been ground loss. Don't worry about keeping the pastor humble. Struggle in his own life, his family life, his financial, and other things will help. Will help out greatly in keeping him humble. And thirdly, and mostly, God himself will keep the man of God humble. He will keep the pastor humble. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12:7, "And lest I shall be exalted above all measure through the abundance of revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I shall be exalted above measure." If you ever feel giving the man of God encouragement, don't thanks to God. Like I said, don't be fearful and give encouragement to our pastor, your pastor. Don't worry. Go right ahead, because the truth of the matter is that he need all that he can get. And you see, thanks to God, another one, which is important, lastly, I will say, is prayer. When you pray for your pastor, things happen, thanks to God. It touches God for his life. It treats him with scriptural respect. It teaches spiritual authority and accountability. It trains for partnership in the ministry. It turns on the flow of divine energy. Not only for your pastor, but when you pray for yourself, it turns on a divine energy that you need to get through it. But if we pray for our pastor, like we should, it'll get that divine energy that he needs to keep him going. To all, like I said, dealing with all the attitudes that he has to deal with, all the problems that he has to deal with. Also, praying it to the children and youth in the pastoral support. When we pray for him, they give him the ideas and put the right people in the right places to teach our youth, to teach our children the right things, the right words. And not just going up there and just teach them in and everything, the royally thing, but teaching the word of God when we pray for our pastor. And also, lastly, is when we pray for our pastor, it tenderizes the spirit for faithful service. So you see, thanks God, in closing, I'm unplugged with this. Matthew 10:40-42. It says, "He that receives you receives me, and he that receives me receives him." All right. Getting okay. Now. That was hot writing and got cold now. "He who receives you receive me, and he who receives me receive him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of the prophet shall receive a prophet reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man reward. And so whosoever give one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, surely I say unto you, he shall have no mean loss in his reward." So you see, thanks to God, that means if you encourage the man of God, you will receive part of his reward. So don't be afraid to encourage and pray for and participate and promote and partnership with your pastor. And lastly, let's look at the word pastor. P. He's the proclaimer. A. He is a administrator. S. He is a shepherd. he is a trainer. O, he is an outreacher. R, he is a revealer. Those things, although I know he has said, well, when it comes to ministration, that he'll leave it up to Sherry. But there are some things I know that he had to do when he was at Life Christian. I'm not taking nothing from Sherry, but, you know, he had some things to do, like me, myself. A lot of time, I call on Tammy. Hey, Tammy. Hey, babe. Hey, Kenya, will you, please? Yeah, so we know, but he is those which spell our pastor. He is our proclaimer, administrator, a shepherd, a trainer, an outreacher, and a revealer. So saints of God, don't be afraid. Let us pray for our pastor. Amen. Amen. And we have one more song for our pastor.
Just a soldier of the cross, not afraid to pay the cost, and he gladly give his all for the call on his life. He's the shepherd of the flock, solid as a rock, and when things are at their darkest, he'll lead you to the light. You call him pastor, you call him friend, you call him anytime you have reached your end. He's always there to comfort, he's there to pray you through. He's the pastor God has given you. It's not an easy road, but it's the path he chose, and he wouldn't trade one soul for all the gold in this world. And you'll always find him there with a smile and a prayer. He lives to reach the lost and preach the word. You call him pastor, you call him friend, call him anytime you have reached your end. He's always there to comfort, he's there to pray you through. He's the pastor that God has given you. Support your pastor. Pray for him and continue to lift him up.
And Pastor, I think that word, that song, I think it speaks for all of us. Amen. Anyone else have anything? If not, I know this is Pastor Appreciation. But, Kelsey, could you come for us? like I said, I know that this is the Pastor Appreciation, but the praise team, they got together and they wanted to show our love to you also, because without you, there'll be a rough road to travel on, because I think you's the glue that hold all that media center and help hold the church together. So, like I said, we just want to appreciate you also, and we want to thank you, and we love you also. Amen. Amen. Like I said, I know it's Pastor Appreciation, but like I said, we just, the praise team and stuff, they just want to let her know that we really appreciate her, because she is the glue that holds us together when it comes to the praise team and everything, because you can't imagine some of the things that she go through and the things that she put together to make me sound like Donna McClurkin. But anyway, now with all our hearts and mind clear, if so, we'll turn it over to the, if all hearts and mind clear, we're going to turn it over to Pastor and the Elite Lady and everything. And Pastor, you can close out and also bless the food.
I'll take the mic first because I do have to say, thank you to my pastor. He's my pastor as well, even though we're together. Thank you. And I want to say, those descriptions that you gave for each letter in Pastor, every time when you said them, it was like, yes, that's Robert. Yes, that's Robert. I will tell you, on the A, administration is just a strong suit for me. I have a lot of knowledge, experience, and just really good at it. But I will tell you, even from the beginning, it's been several years now, he has sat down and he has laid out budgets and things that I didn't even really know he knew anything about. And he's done it all on his own. I can tell you the Lord helps him with that. And I've seen him work with God on all these things for this church, and it come out exactly to what God has given him or put in his heart. So, I just step back and watch the best administrator. So he does do all the administrating here. I really don't, he may ask me a question every now and then or what I might think about something, but Robert does do that for this church. And so thank you for being a wonderful pastor to me. I also want to share something that touched me over there, the word unity. When everybody was coming up and saying the things that you said to us, it's unity is what it is. When you were playing the slideshow that said all those nice, wonderful things, it's unity in a church when you can play that same slideshow and it be exactly for every one of you guys sitting out here. It's not about me and Robert. It's really all about you. And I can say that this church, because, like I said, he started early. Usually he doesn't touch the budget till around December or whatever. But he's got it out, and he was adding things up, and he was telling me some things that this church has done. And you guys have done a lot. And I know it's all God, but this church is a giving and a loving church. And we have done a lot. I don't even, it didn't even realize it until I was like, wow, we did that. You know, we doing things that we don't even know sometimes. And I want to talk about growth too, because I know a lot of people, when they think about growth, they think about numbers. You know, there's a lot of empty seats out here. But really, true growth is if you out there can say, I'm better today by coming to this church than I was 3-4 months ago. That's growth. That's true growth. And I've even seen the fruit of growth in this church from individuals. And that's what it's all about. It's all about you and what is God going to do in your life. And then this church will go out and reach the lives for God from other people. So I just want to say you all are a blessing to us and my family. And we appreciate you so very, 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 very much.
She will be speaking more at the church. Why? Because you just heard why. Because she hears from God. Amen. And the Lord's just put on my heart, and before I even start, just thank you for everything that's been, for the monetary gifts. And sure, if you'll bring those up here and put them before the Lord right here, because when you give, like Pastor Sherry, when you give to us, you give unto the Lord. And I like the promise that he says, and I will reward you openly. So, I'm going to talk up. You might want to sit down a little bit. I ain't going to keep you too long. I'll be like, Pastor, I ain't going to keep you too long. See, but stand up here with me, Reed, because the Bible says iron sharpens iron. Miss Tammy, if you'll come up here, because, you know, these are my pastors too. That, you know, this is a, it's not a one-man show. It's not a one-man, one-pastor show. It's together. I mean, we walk this road together, and through moms, you know, what the Lord gave me, we ain't going to walk it alone. You know, mom was a big part of my life. You know, dad, I never really had that dad, but, you know, when mom transitioned to heaven, I've really been putting a lot of stuff on the Lord. And I know you, if you still got your mom, you still got your dad, you know, pray for them, call them, talk to them, love them, because one day they know Jesus, they're going to slip on out of here. But it's a blessing to have you guys as pastors. Everything the Lord has given and gifted me comes to you guys, in other words, spiritually, financially, and socially, in Jesus' name, that I don't care to walk this walk alone, and I know God has sent you guys here for a purpose. We're not perfect, but we're provided the blessings of the Lord, and he makes us rich. Amen. So God's not looking for perfection. He's looking for willing and obedient vessels. That's the church. You know, we're not handicapped. We're just blessed. We're vessels that are filled with his glory, and he gets the glory and the story for it. But we're stories, and I appreciate you guys for everything, especially this year. I know it's been, for all of us, we can say, wow, we're going to be, one day it's going to be hindsight's 2020, but 2021's looking real good. But like I say, God's not done. You know, we got 2 months left, but just briefly on the finances, you know, I'll probably share those next Sunday, but we're blessed. And it's not just one, it's you, each of us doing what God's called us to do. But I want to say a special thank you to everyone. As a pastor, you see some come and you see some go. And I just tell you the heart of the pastor, it hurts on the inside, but we're called to pastor those that come. Amen. My pastor, Jim, you know, he's recovering from shoulder surgery, and talk to him. He's doing good. He's good. He's just going through some rehabilitation. But these are things that stick with you. When you hear from your pastor, it gets in your spirit. But he says, think of yourself as a pastor. You're the bus driver. You know, some's getting on the bus and some's getting off the bus. Yeah. I got to drive the bus. I got to stay on the road. I got to focus. I got to drive the bus. And whoever wants to come get on that bus is fine. But whoever wants to get off is fine, because I'm called to drive the bus. So this is a bus God's given me here in Concord. And this bus still has room for more. Amen. But like Sherry said, the growth, I'm not looking at the numbers. I'm looking at the vision. God gives us a vision to love people, love God, love people, be a blessing, and just keep, he'll grow the church. But it does take us preaching his word in season, out of season, unadulterated, preaching the truth. And that's going to make some people going to get offended, but you just keep driving the bus. Because eventually, if they'll hear God's word, you got to look past all the imperfections. We're different. God hasn't called everybody to this church. He's called a specific group, and they're still coming. Amen. But we just focus on the vision. I mean, I got people coming from Charlotte, Harrisburg, Mooresville. This is a church. We're a zip code church. We're all kind of zip codes. But when we all just come and listen and then take what the Lord gives you and share it. But I just want to share with you, you guys know my vision, but 2 Timothy 2:2 is pretty much what God has called us to do. And it says, "So you, my son, be strong," this is amplified, "constantly strengthened and empowered in the grace that is to be found only in Christ Jesus." You know, we thank God for Pastor Appreciation Day every year, but it's about Christ. He's the true shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. And I know as a church, our pastors, we honor each other, but as unto the Lord. And that's what we do here. It's not about us. It's about Christ Jesus. And Paul was telling Timothy the things, the doctrine, the precepts, the admonitions, the sum of my ministry, which you have heard me teach, Paul telling Timothy, in the presence of many witnesses, entrust as a treasure to reliable and faithful men, and I'll say men and women and children, who will also be capable and qualified to teach others. So God's called me specifically over 20 years ago to go teach my people faith. And as long as I'm here at this church, there'll be something about faith on the sign, amen, because that's my specific calling, is to teach people faith. Now, that includes leading them to Jesus. But so when you come, and you've heard this, if you come to this church, you're going to be taught, we're going to preach the word, we're going to teach the word, because we want you to get the word, amen. And then I want you to go likewise, catch the vision. What you have learned here, take and teach to others, because there's other people that need to be healed and filled with the Spirit of God and to walk in victory. There's a world full of fear, but we're not full of fear. We're full of faith. And if we don't teach faith, they're going to be full of fear. That's just the law of the kingdom. Faith comes by hearing. Fear comes by hearing. So we got to preach faith. So if we'll stand with me together, and I'm going to bless the food, but I'm going to let Sherry, she's got, you know, I just said, we're a church. We believe in faith. We're not in fear. But we also want to make sure everybody that comes, when we have this is our first gathering since, you know, since the COVID, all this is going on. So my wife has strategically, you know, she teaches at a preschool too. So she has to do things as unto the Lord, but it's also as we got guidelines. But you know us, we're not in fear. So I'm going to let her kind of give you some instructions on how we have things over here set up for you. And it's just like if you're going out to the K&W, I'll let her share.
Well, we are blessed.